In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Faith without works is dead. That's what James boldly declares in his epistle this morning. And we're rightly disgusted with the character described by James, who claims to be a devout follower of Jesus, and yet treats the poor with contempt, while to the rich he gives great respect and deference. That person seems to us a hypocrite, or at least someone who really doesn't get Jesus. But while most of us here today, and in fact most people anywhere, would agree that faith without works is, to use James's word, dead, what about the reverse? Is works without faith dead? James asks rhetorically this morning, can faith save you? But we could also ask, can works save you? Because let's be honest, there are lots of folks out there who are doing a lot of good works and yet claim to have no religious motivation whatsoever. What would James make of them? It's hard to know the answer to that question because there wasn't a whole lot of secular philanthropy 2,000 years ago. One Roman pagan in the early days of Christianity was said to have complained about the Christians. The problem with these Christians is not only do they help their own sick, but they help ours as well. People were being drawn to Christ because they saw that those who were his followers loved and cared for them, no matter who they were or what they believed. Over the centuries, the commandment that Jesus gave us to care for those in need took such deep root that even historically Christian countries that are now quite secular, like those in Scandinavia, now provide a high level of care for the needy as a matter of course. There and elsewhere, governments and secular charities have taken over much that in previous generations was done by the church. Even though the most dangerous relief missions in this world today are still usually undertaken by Christians following the words of Christ. We could have long and meaningful conversations about the best venues for providing care, whether governmental or non-governmental, secular or religious. And we can and perhaps should also have conversations about how that care is provided. Urban activist and lifelong Christian Robert Lupton published a book 3 years ago titled Toxic Charity: How Churches and Charities Hurt Those They Help and How to Reverse It, in which he describes how well-intentioned Christians and others often end up hurting the people they intend to help. But setting aside for a moment the thorny issue of how best to help, those who are in the habit of practicing good works, whatever the beliefs they hold or profess, are closer to God than they may even know. If you are engaged in good works, you are more likely to come to active faith in God than if you're only focused on your own needs and concerns. By practicing good works, you are putting yourself in an environment where your heart is open to making connections outside of yourself, to building relationship, and the ultimate relationship we have is to the God who created us in the first place. So faith can be running alongside good works, sometimes just a few paces behind, but often catching up fast. In 1971, two congressmen, Robert Steele from Connecticut and Morgan Murphy of Illinois, went on a fact-finding mission to Vietnam and found that at least 15% of U.S. servicemen in that country were addicted to heroin. So President Nixon then set up an office to confront the problem and hired a psychologist named Lee Robbins to help. Dr. Robbins found that, in fact, 1 in 5 servicemen were addicts. Those who tested positive for heroin were treated in country before being sent back home to the U.S. Dr. Lee then tracked them down in the States, tracked them, and found that only 5% of those former addicts relapsed. That's an astounding success rate. And what researchers discovered and subsequent studies confirmed is that place affects habit, so that when the soldiers were home and away from the place where they'd become addicted, they did not relapse. In other words, if you always smoke outside the same cafe, you should think about going to another cafe. It might help you stop smoking. And the reverse can be true as well. We can connect certain places with good habits. And of course, habits affect health, even spiritual health. When you do good works, you have, in a sense, placed yourself in an environment where faith can grow roots due to your habit of caring for others. Faith should lead to good works. Works can also lead to faith, even if that faith takes a lifetime to come into focus. So is works without faith dead? How would St. James answer that question? Perhaps works without faith is not dead. Perhaps, like a one-sided coin, it's just not possible. Good works are a sign of faith in something greater than yourself. And the practice of good works will deepen that faith in and that relationship with that greater something. We call that greater something God. And we make it our goal to be in relationship with God through Christ. But as the 16th century Dutch theologian Erasmus wrote, bidden or not, God is present.